Hey guys, what's up? Today is going to be a very long episode, probably about a half hour, so get ready for this. Today's episode will include trophy count, as usual, brawler updates, events that are coming, the shop, which I've been forgetting a lot, the news, if there is any, and so much more. We'll be going over the Brawl Pass, and everything inside that will be confirmed inside the new update. So, let's get right into this. Today, I have 4,545 trophies. I also have Piper's gadget in my shop. There's a special offer for 2,200 token doubles for 59 gems. It's for 59 gems. Let's get into the brawlers. Piper is at 653 trophies. Shelly's at 598 trophies. Rose is at 348 trophies. Bull is at 323. Jesse's at 313. All right. Actually, you know what? From now on, I don't think it's very good content to do that. So if you guys do like that, make sure to tell me that. But I'm just going to stop giving you guys that because I just really feel like you guys don't like that. Deep down, I know. Deep down, I do know. So, yeah. The events today. Let's check that out. The events that are upcoming is Gem Grab the Stone Fort, Showdown, Cavern Churn, Brawl Ball, Beach Ball, Guys Band Gove, and Showdown Safety Center. The top three brawlers I'll recommend to you for Gem Grab Stone Fort is Spike, Pam, Jesse. For Showdown and Cavern Churn, Bow, Bull, Shelly. For Ball, Ball, Beach Ball, BB, Rosa, Barley. For Heist Bandit Cove, Nita, Bull, Primo. And for Showdown Safety Center, Croboleon. Alright, so let's check out the top five top players. Tribe Tom is draft, what? Number one is Hyra. Number two is Fashion Man. Number three is Yamada. Number four is Emmerich. Number five is Unlucky. Gosh, Tom lost 14 trophies yesterday. Gosh. All right. So, let's go over the new update that's coming. In the new update, they announced the biggest thing that was actually announced before, but it's Brawl Pass. Brawl Pass will be, your tokens will be converted into the Brawl Pass. And what you do is, it gives you a reward every, like, let's say for the first tier it's 75, and then the fifth tier is like 150. And I believe it keeps getting bigger from that, but we don't know. There are also quests you can do, like deal blank, blank, blank amount of damage with Penny. And then you deal that much damage, and then you get maybe 250 tokens. So, yeah, that's really all we know on the Brawl Pass. I'm going from the perspective of the Brawl Talk, not the videos that the YouTubers are doing. The new brawler who's coming out is in the Chromatic Rarity, the newest rarity. I'll get more into that after I talk about that the brawler. The newest brawler's name is Gale, and will shoot a flurry of 5 snowballs at enemies. Each snowball doing, I believe it's 480 damage, so he's the lowest damage in the game. Now, if you checked in the Brawl Talk, there's actually a scene of him hitting 4 of his shots. 3 of them. Dealing like 1,280, I believe it was. Something like that. And it did a lot of damage. So yeah. It did not that much damage, actually. So he will most of the time be worse than Poco in damage. And that's not a lot. Because Poco is like the least best damage during the game, which is really sad. So, yeah. Also, another thing about the update is the Chromatic Rarity. I forgot to go over Super. His Super sends out a Gale Wind Strike, which will push but knock back enemies. I think I've gone over this before, and I've gone over this brawler before, but I'm going everything that was announced in the Brawl Talk. So, the new skins will be, there's Rogue Mortis, Guard Rico, and there's two more. There's, like, Vacation Sprout or something, Tropical Sprout, something like that, and then Barbarian King Bull. I'm going to go over the cost of what I think these skins could be. For the Mortis skin, I believe this skin will be 300 gems. For the Rico skin, I believe this will be 150 gems. The Sprout skin could be, I believe it will be 30 gems. And just due to the fact that it doesn't have, he doesn't have any new shots, his shots are still the same. So I believe he will be 30 gems. And then the final skin, Barbarian King Bull, actually was announced free. If that is right, if you go on in the day of the update, you check your shop, you get a free Barbarian King Bull skin. Now, in the Brawl Talk, Frank seemed super excited about this skin. So, yeah. Next up, in the Brawl Talk, we were notified what the Brawl Pass is called. This season's Brawl Pass is called Terra's Bazaar, and that's really awesome. Also, there's a new environment with purple bushes and many other things. Next up, pins are coming into Brawl Stars, which, if you play Clash Royale, are these little emoji things that can move. A lot of them are kind of like Clash Royale ones, but mainly we see a lot of angry ones, happy ones, and crying ones. So yeah. Next up, let's go with what we can expect to see with the update. I think some balance changes will be, actually, I know some will be, I bet you they're gonna, I mean, I already saw this part, but they are gonna increase, they're gonna buff 8-Bit's gadget. So, it went from being able to teleport to his portal and it destroyed, but now, not portal, turret, now it's, when he teleports to there, it stays alive, which is really awesome. So, I don't know what they're going to do about this, because it just went from really bad to really good, but I don't know how they can nerf that. I mean, I guess it would be really hard to nerf that. I mean, just because of the fact that, I guess all I can think of is that he's going to need to lose ammo again, which 8-Bit is just, he keeps losing ammo, man. Like, when he came out, his respawn ability was went from overpowered to not very good at all, to decent. Now, it's at the decent right now, but I just feel like that 2 ammo bars would be fine. 2 ammo bars is probably enough to finish an enemy, but 3 ammo bars was just for sure a kill. You could go out and tank out so much damage with him, it wouldn't even be fair. I think that this cheat cartridge update would be very good for the balance update, and yeah. I don't think there's anything I missed in that Brawl Talk, but right now I'm going to do some balance changes that I think would be good. Piper's gadget. Now, this gadget isn't very good, but there are some easy ways to fix that. Right now, it does 400 damage per shot, and it shoots out 4. That's only 1600 damage, and it shoots pretty slow. I feel like the easiest, and you can't really hit it from that far away. I feel like the easiest thing to do would be to either to increase the range or buff the damage per shot by 100. Even 50 would work, too. I think 100 would be just right. It's 400 more damage. That's 2,000 damage. Almost as much as her shots. Or make it altogether combined to the power of her shots. So it's like an extra shot. Next up, my next proposal is to make 8-Bit regular speed. Now, that was what I had written down, but sadly, I can't really use that anymore because I figured out that 8-Bit cheat cartridge was getting a buff. Now, 8-Bit has already gotten many buffs, many nerfs. When he came out, he was overpowered. What hasn't changed the whole time between this and that is his speed, his movement speed. His movement speed has not been good at all. The first day he came out, he was really tanky, probably about as much as, I think maybe he got nerfed to 200 health, something like that, nothing huge, but his damage did. His damage dropped a lot. He used to be able to two-shot a box at max. Now, that was just insane. Nobody could beat him. Now, I'm going to secretly review some of the things that are coming out in June. Now, a lot of you guys know that the things that are coming out in June. But as we know, there's a new brawler. The new brawler that is going to come out, well, we don't know their name yet, but a kind of cool brawler. It is a robot brawler with a mini robot floating above his head. It looks very cool. And we see his attack is like a diamond. So if you can picture him just like shooting out a diamond. Except it's not that simple. That's his projectile path. His projectile, he shoots out little orbs that look kind of like Jesse, except they're all one straight, kind of lightest blue. Two of them, so how the diamond is it's a diamond. And then there's a line through the middle. There are two projectiles that go on the outside pass of the diamond, and one projectile that goes through the middle, all at the same time. He does not have very long range. I estimate he has about 3 tiles of range. Now, that's horrible. And he has one of the lowest healths in the game, which is really surprising to me, because he has to get super close. So, that's what we saw, at least. They could, for all I know, just give him a lot more health, but they're gonna nerf his damage, I can guarantee it. What they showed in the Brawl Talk was if all three of those hit, it does like 2,840 damage, which is really good. His super, I would guess, would maybe, if it's not gonna do that, make him have more health. Like, not necessarily regen health, but like for 5 seconds, maybe gain up extra 2,000, something like that, that would just make him more tanky and able to do stuff with a super. Next up, the new skins coming in that are Summer Pam, Constructor Jackie, also there's Evil Jean. Evil Jean is probably the best skin, and I'm going to be predicting how much it costs. The Pam skin will probably cost 80 gems. It's Pam in a waterproofing suit, kind of. Next up, I mean, she could possibly shoot water, because we have Beach Brog, Summer Jessie, and Summer Pam. Now, Summer Pam's an awesome skin, kind of, I guess. If her animation was shooting water, she'd be amazing. But yeah, Evil Jean definitely costs 300, if he has new projectiles. And then, I could predict what it will. His super could be like the devil's pitchfork just coming and like lashing on someone. Like, yeah, that would be really cool. And Constructor Jackie is really just a regular. I don't like the skin very much, but it's a skin. All right. So let's go. Let me just check if there's any news. And then we'll get to our brawler breakdown of the day. Oh yes, the new loading screen is awesome. It looks so cool. So our new loading screen is Rogue Mortis, Guard Rico, and Evil Jean all chasing what looks like to be a skin of Gale. Really cool. Alright, so yeah. Let us get into our brawler breakdown. Our next brawler in the Trophy Road progression that you will unlock is going to be... Oops, I like just closed the app for some reason, and now I got to go back into it. Alright, the next brawler is Colt. I have 2 skins for him. I have Colt and Outlaw Colt, just a simple skin. He is considered a sharpshooter, and he's a Trophy Road brawler. My Colt is at rank 10 with 150 trophies. Let us go over his description. His description reads, Colt fires an accurate burst of bullets from his dual revolvers. His super shreds cover and extends his bullet barrage. Awesome. Let's go over what he has. His stats that the thing gives you, like, not from, like, how much exact damage it does. It's 5 offense, 2 defense, 2 utility. Super is called Bullet Storm. Let's get into his health. Power level 6. He has 3,500 health. Normal movement speed. His attack is called Six Shooter. Colt shoots 6 straight long range shots out of his revolvers. Each bullet does 400, and he will shoot 6 of those. He has long range and normal reload speed. His super is called Bullet Storm. Colt rattles off a massive burst of bullets that shoot extra far and destroy cover. Now, it does the same amount of damage per bullet, but it shoots 12 bullets. So basically, it's saying it would be really cool. His very long range for that. So, yeah. Colt's gadget is Speed Loader. Colt instantly reloads 2 ammo. Charges per match 3. And then his star powers are Slick Boots. Colt's movement speed is increased by 10%. And his other one is Magnum Special. Colt's attack and bullet speed are increased by 11%. That's going to be today's episode. So I'll see you guys later. Bye.